Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 16th, 2025. Today is the second Sunday in Lent. This is a reading from Luke chapter 4, verses 33 through 37. In the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed, and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. Here ends the lesson. While most of us revere Jesus as a teacher, there are two aspects of his ministry which are challenging for 21st century folks to understand. The first is, he healed people. People who suffered from various sorts of physical maladies, such as blindness, deafness, paralysis, and leprosy, just to list a few. He healed them. And, perhaps more challenging, he cast out demons. Plenty of modern Bible scholars have gone to great lengths to explain Jesus' ministry as an exorcist. Those scholars have lots of theories about what demon possession was and wasn't in the mid-first century of the Common Era. Mostly, the notion of such entities makes us nervous. We can't wrap our heads around realities which we cannot prove empirically, so we tend to hurry past any story about Jesus confronting the demonic. But just because we're skittish doesn't mean such entities are non-existent. Granted, the world Jesus moved in tended towards understanding realities in different categories than the ones we use. Nevertheless, the Gospels make clear that from the time of his fasting in the wilderness and throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus encountered powers that were inflicting their own brand of pain and suffering upon innocent people. Whenever Jesus encounters those powers, they recognize him for who he is, and invariably, he exerts his power over them, freeing people from their grasp. For the gospel writers, this means Jesus has an authority that overwhelms evil in all of its forms. Even incredulous bystanders are in awe. "He commands the unclean spirits," they say in amazement. At every baptism, I ask candidates and sponsors, "Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?" In other words, do you renounce the demonic? Sometimes I wish I could be more specific. Do you renounce demonic powers which cause suffering in body, mind, and spirit? Do you renounce demonic powers at work in our world to keep people under oppression and bondage? Do you renounce demonic powers which seek to denigrate the dignity of every human being? Do you renounce demonic powers which warp justice, oppress freedom, and destroy peace? Our work as the church is to continue to oppose those forces in our world which are at work to thwart people from hearing and receiving the good news. As the writer to the Ephesians puts it, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Make no mistake, the first wile of the devil is to trick us into believing such things as demons don't exist. But this is a lie. God grant us the ability to discern the truth, and in so doing, God grant us the strength and courage to not only renounce evil, but to confront it, and in the power of the Spirit, to overcome it. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ, your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.